I'm Kim, a health coach, natural nutrition consultant, and teacher. I've also had MS for 9 years. My mission is to spread the word that MS can be successfully managed holistically. We don't just have to resign ourselves to a declining quality of life and steady worsening of our symptoms. There is so much we can do to manage this illness and stay well. Hi everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you've had a great week. Today I'd like to discuss the interesting but fairly controversial treatment of LDN as a treatment for MS. Now, I'm no LDN expert, but I have done quite a bit of research and I'd like to tell you everything that I have discovered because I do feel like this could be a good option for some people if they don't want to go the medication route. It's kind of somewhere in between the holistic or natural treatment of MS and medication. So LDN stands for low dose naltrexone, and it's been hailed as a wonder drug by quite a few who are taking it and seeing big improvements in their MS. So it does seem to have a lot of potential as a treatment for MS. Now, it's still a medical treatment, but it's in such a low dose that it has minimal side effects. So that's the bonus compared to normal MS drugs, is that there are very little side effects. And even these tend to be very short-lived. They last for about a week and then they're gone. So this makes it very different from the disease-modifying MS drugs. However, it still seems to be quite a controversial treatment amongst both the medical and the holistic community. For example, when I told my neurologist about it and asked him to prescribe it for me, he completely dismissed it. And he made the whole thing sound like an absolute farce that he could never support. The medical community, I have learned, is very much opposed to anything that is not mainstream, even if the evidence is clear that it is helping many people. So this is a little bit unfortunate because it is quite difficult to get it prescribed. I first heard about LDN from a holistic doctor that I went to see in South Africa when I was there on one of my trips to see my family. And he practices alternative medicine, so he gave me a lot of advice about how he thought I could stay well naturally. And much of the diet that he recommended was actually not right for me, but he was the one who discovered my vitamin D levels were critically low and introduced me to the methylcobalamin form of vitamin B12, which is a neurological active form. So there was a lot that he helped me with. And these two supplements have played a key role in the management of my MS. He also recommended that I give LDN a try. Unfortunately, I didn't end up getting it from him because it needed to be specially ordered from the US and I left South Africa before it arrived. So with that introduction to LDN, my interest in it was definitely piqued. And I did a bit of research when I got back to the UK and I found out that there's a doctor in Wales named Dr. Bob Lawrence, who is an LDN specialist, and he will prescribe LDN for you. Dr. Bob is such a great guy and he knows so much about LDN. I had the privilege of chatting to him on the phone a couple of years ago, and he is passionate about LDN and what it can do for people with chronic illnesses such as MS. So a lot of the information contained in this podcast, I gleaned from my conversation with him and from his website. Just to be clear, I have never taken LDN myself, although I am always open to taking it should my symptoms worsen. I'd probably like to try LDN first before I tried a conventional MS drug. I do know that LDN is more readily available in the US, but as of now, I'm not sure about European countries or any other countries in the world. It seems to be slightly elusive, and understandably, since most conventional doctors are cautious when recommending it. So let's launch into understanding a little bit more about what LDN is and how it works. Naltrexone is a drug which is referred to as an opiate antagonist. And its normal use is to treat opiate addicts addicted to heroin or morphine. Now, in the mid-1980s, Dr. Bahari, a practicing neurophysician in New York, discovered that a much smaller dose of naltrexone actually had excellent therapeutic effects for a variety of diseases, including MS. LDN was first used in the treatment of MS in 1985, and it was given at a dose of 3 milligrams a day initially. Since then, it has been reported that people who take LDN have experienced a range of improvements, including reduced spasm and fatigue, improved bladder control, improved heat tolerance, improvements in mobility, sleep, pain, tremor, and other symptoms. So it does seem to be able to treat quite a variety of symptoms and not just one or two, which is really fantastic. So the basic way that LDN works is that it increases our endorphins. Now, endorphins are our natural painkillers in the brain, and LDN works by blocking the endorphin receptors in the body, which results in a buildup of endorphins in the nerve synapses, which produces an increase in the production of endorphins. So when there are more endorphins floating around in the body, this helps to reduce painful symptoms and promote a sense of well-being. The other benefit of LDN is that it boosts the immune system. The increase in endorphins is what stimulates the immune system, which promotes an overall increase in the numbers of T lymphocytes. And this increase in T cell numbers seems to have the effect of restoring a more normal balance in the T cells in general, which results in the effects of the MS disease process being significantly reduced. So to me, this makes perfect sense. It helps the immune system become healthier and more robust. Now, I know that many people feel that stimulating or increasing the function of the immune system is not good because it could potentially lead to an overactive immune system and autoimmune activity. However, contrary to this belief, autoimmune conditions are actually prompted by a reduction in immune system activity. And it is actually the reduction in the number of the suppressor T cells within the immune system that permits those damaging CD4 helper T cells to do their harm. Researchers can see that during a relapse, the overall number of T cells is actually reduced, and the normal balance of helper to suppressor T cells is disrupted, where the CD4 helper T cells tend to predominate. And when someone is taking LDN, research has demonstrated that the number of T cells in their body may increase by more than 300%. So it seems that LDN boosts the immune system, activating the body's own natural defenses. Apologies if that was a bit of an information download, but I really just wanted you to know the details of how it works in the body. And it really does seem like LDN brings about more of a balance between those types of immune cells, causing the CD4 helper cells to reduce and the T cells, which help us to stay well, to increase. So let's talk about the different kinds of MS and how LDN works for each type. For those with relapsing remitting MS, it has been seen that the number of relapses is definitely reduced and that the rate of progression of the disease is diminished. Dr. Bahari's research suggests that no one receiving this treatment as a regular therapy has experienced a relapse while actually on the treatment, which I find pretty amazing. Occasionally, however, there may be a short-term increase in symptoms during, for example, periods of infection or stress arising from previous active lesions that are already present in the brain or spinal cord. But no disease activity from new lesions has been noted. Then let's get to primary and secondary progressive MS. The great news is that in these types of MS, there appears to be a similar reduction in the progression of disease symptoms. This is really great for people with PPMS because currently there are hardly any medical treatments for primary progressive, and these people are given no hope. They're basically just told that they're going to progress and get worse and there's nothing they can do. So for people with PPMS, LDN can offer quite a lot of hope. So how does LDN work with the MS diet? eliminating junk food and including an abundance of natural food is still the most important part of staying well. So it's no good taking your LDN and then going back to your old eating ways. It's just not going to work very well if you do that. It's also important to keep taking all your regular supplements like your vitamin D and your omega-3s and your B12. So yes, LDN definitely works within a holistic way of treating MS and not just on its own. Right, let's get to the downside of LDN and talk about the side effects. As I mentioned before, there are some side effects, but they do seem to be minimal and don't carry on for too long. The body has a reactive response to the temporary inhibition of endorphin receptors. And because of this, during the initial stage of treatment, there may be a brief period when the symptoms of the condition do increase. But I have been told that this lasts no more than a few days. Occasionally, if symptoms are severe or more prolonged than expected, then the current dose may be more than what is appropriate to gain a positive response. And in this instance, the dose is reduced in order to diminish the intensity of this initial response. Your body definitely needs time to adjust to it. So by gradually increasing the doses, you can probably avoid most of the side effects. So some of these side effects may include disturbed sleep, occasionally with vivid and bizarre disturbing dreams, which sounds quite interesting, and possibly with increases in tiredness, fatigue, muscle spasm, or pain. And this could just be because LDN is usually taken at night and works between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. This is when the endorphins are piling up, which might temporarily increase the activity levels in the brain. But luckily, it does seem that the body adjusts to this and sleep returns to normal quite quickly. Because LDN stimulates the immune system, it shouldn't be used along with steroids, beta-interferon, and then a few other medications, which I'm going to attempt to pronounce, methotrexate, azathioprine, mitoxanthrone, or any other immune suppressant drug. So basically, if you are on disease-modifying drugs, you need to come off them fully before trying LDN. So I suppose this is one of the big downsides because the people that are already on disease-modifying drugs won't be able to add it to their routine. It's really just for people who want to treat their MS naturally and holistically, but who want to do something a little bit extra. So it puts you kind of in between the fully, purely natural treatment of MS and the medical way of treating MS. So just in summary, we've chatted about how LDN works in the body by increasing the number of endorphins floating around the body, which increases our sense of well-being and reduces some of our painful symptoms. We also chatted about the fact that it makes our immune system more robust, more balanced, reduces some of those CD4 helper cells that might go rogue and cause autoimmune activity. And then we chatted about the fact that it does need to be used in conjunction with the MS diet, and that it can work just as well for those with PPMS as it can for those with RRMS. We also talked about the potential side effects, which some of them don't sound that pleasant, but it does sound like they are quite short-lived. I also just wanted to mention that LDN is relatively inexpensive compared to other MS drugs. It'll only cost you between £20 and £30 a month, which is absolutely nothing compared to some of these very expensive drugs. So what I've gleaned from all my research about LDN is that LDN itself is actually not the miracle worker. It's really just the catalyst that helps our bodies get back into balance and heal themselves. Despite all these promising findings, it has to be emphasized that a positive response to LDN can't be assured or guaranteed, which is the same for any treatment for MS. We are all so different in our makeup, and what works well for one person might not work as well for another. However, in my opinion, it's definitely worth a try, especially if you suffer from fatigue and bladder-related issues, for which it does seem to be the most effective. I do feel, though, that the biggest blocker to taking LDN is the fact that not many doctors prescribe it. If you do live in the UK, I would recommend contacting Dr. Bob Lawrence, who is always happy to do a telephone consult, and he can prescribe LDN and order it for you. He can also prescribe it for you if you live in the US, because he has connections there. So I am impressed at the potential that LDN has for treating MS within a holistic treatment plan. And I like the fact that it's a bit of a hybrid between treating MS in a medical way and in a holistic way. So get in touch if you'd like a little bit more information about LDN, and I can pass on Dr. Bob Lawrence's contact details to you. I also just wanted to let you know that my February course of the Natural MS Recovery Plan is starting on Monday. And I'm very excited about taking another group of participants through the next 4 weeks. The course is very comprehensive. It has 8 modules, so you'll do 2 modules a week. And it covers so many different areas of treating MS naturally. We look at the role that hormones and gut health play in MS. We look at all the different foods to avoid and include, and why we need to avoid and include them. We look at meal planning. We look at all the supplements and how they work. We go into a really good amount of detail on every different element of this holistic treatment plan. And at the end, the final module is all about putting everything together and planning your own natural treatment plan for MS. That'll hopefully see you through for the rest of your life as you manage your condition naturally. So I'd love to have you on board. For more information, have a look at my website under the resources tab, and you can find the Natural MS Recovery Plan there. But I do run it every month, so if you don't feel that you can do it in February, I will be running it in March as well. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll chat to you soon.